Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. This is your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you form a more complete connection to yourself, to others, and to your world. Today, we're going to be talking about connecting to your body by setting goals and making progress. It may not be what you think it is. So this is a key task in stage six before we get started. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, use the link down in the show notes to head over to the community page and let me know your thoughts. It comes directly to me and you'll hear back directly from me. Also, a big shout out to new listeners in Sydney, Canada. That's right, Sydney, Canada. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad that you're here. So stage six has a lot of big tasks in it. But they really round out your life to a really nice place. It's one of my favorite stages. Six is a lot of fun and very exciting. And a place of great peace as well. So let's talk about connecting more to your body. Now, in previous stages, you chose a form of movement that you enjoy and that you can do every day or even just most days. Because movement connects you to your body and the wonderful things that it's capable of doing. So now it's time to connect more deeply with your body by setting some goals and making progress towards them. And this doesn't have to be high pressure. In fact, goals that require too much too fast are a recipe for disappointment and setbacks. So we don't want to have huge goals that are not reasonable to attain in the time frame that you have set, right? And we also don't want to assume that your goals should match somebody else's goals. Your goals for your body do not need and should not be to look like some supermodel on a catwalk. There are a lot of detrimental standards out there. And whatever society you're living in has a standard of beauty. And those standards change over time. Sometimes that standard of beauty is more voluptuous. Sometimes it's more skinny. Sometimes it's muscular. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's darker, lighter, whatever it is. But every society at every point in time has some standard of beauty. Your goals for your body do not need to be that standard. Do not necessarily adopt that standard as your goal because most of those standards are largely unattainable. And I feel like we need to talk about that first before we get into exactly how to set goals and make progress. A goal based on feeling inferior is only going to multiply your feeling of inferiority. So as we set these goals, I want you to focus on the goals that you actually want for your body, regardless of what society says your goals should be. Because we don't want to just adopt somebody else's goals. And when you set your goals, you don't want them to require too much too fast either. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to consider your nutrition, your exercise or your movement, and your overall physical well-being. And make one goal for each of these. And it doesn't matter what the goal is. It's whatever you want the goal to be. It doesn't matter what change in your eating habits you decide to try, or what type of exercise or movement you like best. That's for you to decide. taking consistent action toward your goals, whatever they are, will give you physical peace. And that's why we do it. So goals should be specific, measurable, and attainable, with some near-term milestones. So I want you to break your goals down to something you can target each week or each day. So let's go through some examples. You do not need to adopt these examples, but I want to use them just to show you how you get from an overall goal to concrete milestones that that you can use. So under nutrition, let's take the example of, I want to drink less caffeine. And you say, okay, well, what am I currently doing? Well, currently it's 4 cups of coffee per day, and I want to do less. So there we have just measured the thing we're trying to affect. So my goal will be, I'm currently doing 4 cups of coffee a day. My goal will be 2 cups of coffee per day. I'm gonna cut that in half. I'm gonna come down by 2. So what's my plan? Well, maybe my first step will be to cut down to 3 cups a day. And then next, I'll do that for a week. And then the next week, I'll come down to 2 cups a day. And there I am. A simple goal that I can accomplish in a couple of weeks, but I give myself this sort of step down, not cold turkey. Here's a different nutrition goal. What if our goal was to eat more vegetables? That's kind of a nebulous goal, so let's do better. We'll say, currently, how many vegetables do I? I don't want to eat any vegetables. I don't like vegetables, green things. Don't do it at all. But my goal is I really would like to be eating maybe 3 servings a day. So a plan for that goal might look like maybe to buy some baby carrots and put them in my lunches right now. So that gets me 1 serving a day. And then maybe I could add a salad to dinner by next week. And that gets me 2. Or that might get me to 3, depending on what's in the salad. And then I could look up recipes for vegetable soups and maybe breakfast ideas, and I could try that by the end of the month. So here I have really specific, measurable, actionable steps I can take, and they've got deadlines. And my deadlines are reasonable. I'm not trying to jump all into this one at a time. Not all at the same time. I'm trying to go one at a time, one little step at a time. Because when you have 1 step at a time, you're going to get success quickly, and that continued bits of success is going to keep you motivated to get all the way there. Let's do some more examples. So let's suppose for exercise or movement type examples, let's suppose I want to run faster. So currently, maybe I do 1 mile in 15 minutes. But maybe my goal is to do 1 mile in 8 minutes. Wow, that's almost cutting it in half. So this is a little bit more ambitious goal. How could I plan for that? Well, if I try to just go out and run a mile in almost half the time, I might hurt myself. So instead, I think I'll try to beat my old time by at least a few seconds each time I run. So each time I run, I have a chance to make progress. And each time I run, I'm going to beat that 15-minute mark by a few seconds. And the next time I run, I'm going to beat it by a few more seconds. So even just a few seconds will count as a victory. And then eventually, I'll be down to 8 minutes. Now that may take quite a bit longer. That's okay, because I can have a goal and I can see measurable progress every time. And then you can't help but get there. Let's try a different one. Let's suppose I want to walk more. Maybe currently I walk 1 mile per day, and maybe my goal is to walk 5 miles per day. That's a pretty big increase. So maybe I'll plan to just add 1/4 mile a day until I reach 5. or a quarter mile a week or a half mile a week. It doesn't really matter where you put the steps or how long it takes you to achieve your goal. The point is to have a goal and take measurable progress towards that goal. And that is what is going to bring you peace. Making progress towards a goal. So let's talk about types of goals you'd see for your overall physical well-being. What the heck does that mean? So that means things like sleep. Remember, this is about your body, so I'm not really going to put the mental health stuff here because we've addressed that, I think, before. And if not, let me know, and we'll address it some more. But sleep is a big one here that affects your entire body, all of your functions. So let's suppose my goal was to get more sleep, and maybe currently I only get 6 hours a night on average, but my goal is to get 8 hours per night on average. So a plan might look like to start bedtime routines and get to sleep 30 minutes earlier this week, and then another 30 minutes earlier again next week, until I get to the point where I'm getting those 8 hours per night, and I'm going to hold that sacred. So you see how a generic goal like get more sleep, if you turn it into real actionable steps, then you can make actual progress, right? You got to make a concrete plan for how you're going to do this. And these are just examples. But they demonstrate how you can start out general but have specific measurable end and an incremental plan for meeting it. See, deep down, you know what changes you need to make. So trust your gut on that. And if you decide to have a larger, long-term goal, that's okay. But make sure that it has weekly success metrics to keep you motivated all the same. I want to see, and my daily is even better, right? But if you can see your progress to each day or each week, even towards a really huge long-term goal, that's going to keep you motivated. And that's why we want your efforts to be measurable. So deep down, you know some changes you want to make. So here's the question. What can you do today? What little step can you take today? And you'll find out that making progress towards your own personally defined goals is addictive in the most wonderful way. When you feel like adding another goal, do it. As long as your goals are specific, measurable, and attainable with weekly and daily checks for progress, you cannot help but achieve it, even if it takes a long time. Now, if you're new to setting your own goals for your body, start small. Exercising your authority over your body and your life is going to strengthen your ability to do even more later. So if you want to, it's the key to optimizing your life. If you need accountability, some people work well with accountability, tell a friend about your goals and have them ask you regularly about your progress. Or find a friend who has the same goals and support each other. Another creative solution for motivation is to bet money on yourself that if you fail, that money will be sent to some cause that just makes you cringe. Motivation is very individual, so experiment to find out what works best for you. And lastly, celebrate your successes. No matter how small you might think they are, celebrate meeting your daily goals with positive self-talk. Encourage yourself. And celebrate meeting your weekly goals with maybe a little treat of some kind. And celebrate your big, long-term goals with an equally big reward. Whatever works for you. But now is the time to connect with your body by understanding your authority over your own body and make some decisions as to what you want to do. So I recommend a nutrition goal, a movement or exercise goal, and kind of an overall goal, something that kind of affects your entire body, like sleep or something else. It's really up to you. Remember, don't let society dictate what your goals should be. Deep down in your gut, you probably have some ideas. And whatever they are, make a concrete plan with incremental measurable steps to get there, and you'll get there. And always remember your why. Why do you have this goal? And if you can keep this why in mind, keep that motivation going, then you're sure to get there. So if you have questions about this process, or you're having any difficulty with these processes, let me know. There's a link in the show notes. If you scroll down there, go on over to the community page and send me a note. Let me know how I can help. But stage six, this is an exciting time, a very exciting time. So I encourage you to take authority over your life, over yourself, over your body, and start making some progress towards some goals, whatever those goals might be, large or small. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll see you next time. And in the meantime, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.